It's time for the Giz Whiz with man's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1992, recorded Thursday, June 13th, 2024. The Flapple, Flag, and Eggler. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity heads to Housewares for the holidays. Mo has a very special video, and I hit the tracks for my commuter gadget. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is. Our host with the most bandwidth, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, D?
with the varying bandwidth.
With the most varying degrees of bandwidth,
exactly. Dick DiBartolo. Exactly, yes. Evidently, there is a trouble somewhere on the Upper West Side, and Verizon, Spectrum is saying, we're trying to fix it.
Say, know there's a problem. Are we doing anything? Not yet. Not yet, but eventually.
We have to see where the most complaints come from, and then we'll have an idea. It must be in that area.
We know there's a cable unplugged somewhere, but where is a much more interesting question, because we don't know. So you're dealing with a bit of issues, so hopefully...
Yes.
Hopefully that'll work itself out over time or won't interrupt our show too much. But far, you're looking great. You're looking good.
No. Well, this show's easy, of course. I don't use a lot of bandwidth for this show.
Mentally or electronically, you know, it's great.
That's true. That's true.
I went on a little adventure that I think that you'll find
fun. What'd you do?
The Crappy Corner theme is... train gadgets, and I think that the commenter was being very friendly in saying, it could be commuter gadgets, you don't have to be on a train. Well, I went the extra miles to book a train ticket, and I went on the Bright Line. I teased that I might do it, and I did, in between last episode and this episode, booked a ticket, went on the Bright Line, which is rare for me. I don't ride trains that often. I'm just not in an area with trains. So it was a super fun trip. I went to West Palm Beach. It's the first stop after Orlando. It's still like a 2-hour train ride. Of course it's like, you know, it's a new, brand new train. The whole route is new. The facilities are just so nice. It's attached to the, airport. So you actually drive to MCO Airport. And when you're in Orlando, you go to Terminal 3, and you can even use the parking at that terminal, and then you go get on the train. And so anyway, you'll be seeing that all of the rest of the crappy corners will be shot from the train or have train segments.
Oh, my goodness.
So you brought all
the gadgets on the train?
I did a bulk Amazon order. Once I realized that I could get the tickets, they're doing a sale right now where adults ride for the price of children, which I think is 50% off. So I was able to get my tickets for about $60 round trip. So 30 out, 30 back.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a bit more than that. It was like 67, I think, something like that.
Okay.
For the round trip.
And did you do any sightseeing there, or you just got on and off?
Mostly on and off, and unfortunately, just like I said, it had been raining for the past week. The first day it started raining was that day, and I got to West Palm Beach, and it just was rainy.
Boo.
It was rainy all day, and I only booked it so I didn't have to stay overnight. So I went up in the morning and then back in the afternoon, and so it was a bit of a rainy day, but I did. I was able to get a car for only like $30, so I rented a car and drove around. I had never been to West Palm Beach, and
nice.
That is a rich part of the country.
Yeah,
whoa.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, that was cool. I basically got to see the sights from a rental car and got food. And yeah, so anyway, it was awesome. And trains, what a great mode of transportation, you know? Just a big old thumbs up from me. Can't... I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to experience the train trip, which I rarely, I think I've only done in America from Newark into New York, and then everywhere else has been subways or that sort of thing, more in Europe.
Yeah.
It really hasn't been a train, So it was just a ton of fun.
Does the Brightline have like a first class thing?
They do.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Wow.
So they call it premium and smart. And the premium class, you get bigger and better seats. I only got the coach, so I got the smart. And you also get lounges at every station. So at every single station, they have a premium lounge that includes complimentary drinks and snacks. So that's a kind of another, you don't just only get the seat.
But how long does the train stop at each station?
Oh, not long enough to enjoy the lounge. It would be it's only just enough time if you get there 20 minutes before your train.
Okay. So you don't run out and grab some snacks and run back on the train.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
So it does have that premium car, and then all the others are just coach, you know, but they're, you'll see in the video. It's like, if it was a plane, it would be ultra first class. Like, you'll see.
No,
like,
I read a lot about the Brightline that they've been doing great stuff.
It was, I mean, I was shocked. I only got to see the two stations, and one of them is in an airport, so I assume that would be very nice. But the second station was incredible, you know, much smaller, but still, I mean, it was like, super high quality. All the staff was incredibly helpful. And then, of course, the train is just gorgeous, just because it's new. And it goes fast. That was so cool to look out the window and to be moving faster than the cars. You know, on a train, typically that doesn't happen. You look out the window and you're going...
Do they have a big phenomena on the wall?
They don't have... It's not... I think it's like... 80 or 90 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
At max, it's not like 200, but still, it's faster than the traffic. Which, the only other trains I've been on, I just remembered, are things like tourist trains, like the Santa Fe, and that type of thing. And those go so slow, you know. That those are just a completely different situation.
Dennis and I think the best train we ever did was. It's called the Coast. Oh, you might have done it when you lived out there. The Coast Starlight Express that runs from San Diego to San Francisco.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to do it. But yeah.
It runs right next to the water. As a matter of fact, the tracks are closer to the water than the highway. And it is amazing. It's a 13-hour trip. So you leave in the morning and... You can get a sleeper. It was well worth the money, because if one person bought the sleeper was for two, and it included all three meals.
Wow.
Great. It was great. I don't think maybe now they realized that was too much of a bargain. We shouldn't do that anymore.
You never know. Honestly, with the train industry, I wouldn't be shocked that there's something that's still priced for the 1950s, you know?
Yeah, it could be. And the fun thing is that the observation cars, the entire train is an observation, the entire car.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, in the old days, only the very center of the train, maybe 16 seats, had the dome.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, there'll be an entire dome car. So it sees like 100 people, so you don't fight to get a view. But that's a great trip to do.
That's cool. I really, one day, definitely a bucket list thing, is to book one of those longer trips where you kind of hop from iconic rail line to iconic rail line, you know?
Yeah.
You do one up here, and then one over there, and then one over there, and you get to... do kind of all of the iconic passageways, you know, the iconic routes with some of the really cool cars and things like that. That definitely one time I want to do that for sure.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, and if you come to, well, you never were a native New Yorker. If you are a native New Yorker and you have not gone to the Transit Museum, it's great because they have one set of every period car that ever ran in the subway. The old-fashioned subway cars that was open at each end, like a platform. And they have all the old, every train has its original ads in there.
Oh my gosh. And
one I remember, it always broke me up. It was Chateau Martin Wines. Maybe they still make it. And it says, an elegant wine, just $1 a gallon. Or maybe it's $1 a quart. But I'm thinking, an elegant wine.
An elegant wine. Only
$1 a quart.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, $2 Chuck from Trader Joe's? They have a wine that's known for being extremely inexpensive.
Oh, okay. Our Trader Joe is too small. They carry beer, but no wine.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so elegant. It only cost me $5.
Yeah.
Anytime, those don't match. Elegance and price.
It's very funny. That's very funny.
Well, let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, yeah, all right. So there was a show in town called Housewares for the Holidays, and it is put on by the International Housewares Association, and they always have fun stuff there. So we'll look at three gadgets now and three more next week, and here's gadget one.
We're at Housewares for the Holidays. We're at GoPress. Why do we stop here? Because they have neat stuff. And this year, they have something that just came out, right?
It just came out on Monday. We're super excited about it.
Okay, and this is?
This is the AeroPress Go Plus, so the ultimate travel system. So instead of, you know, opting for an okay cup of coffee on the road, now you can take this on the road, back to school, or wherever you're going. So this is a full-size AeroPress Clear made with BPA-free Triton.
Interesting.
Oh, it is okay. An 8-ounce capacity coffee maker.
We like AeroPress.
So it's like the travel one. All the parts are in there.
Everything is in here. So we have the scoop, we have your stir, everything collapses into itself from here. And what's fantastic about it, this is a lead-free stainless steel tumbler. Keeps your coffee hot or cold for lots and lots of hours with a built-in filter holder at the bottom. So you screw everything on. You press in here. We have a magnetic lid here, so it's easy to clean. So you can just kind of like slide and take that off.
Oh, what? That's cool.
And whenever you're done drinking, you give it a quick rinse, and then you press everything together, and it collapses into itself, and you're ready
to go. That is amazing. And now I'll pull a rabbit out of this. No. Okay. And this is going to retail for?
This is retails for $79 and is available now.
Available now. And in different colors or?
So we have two colors now. We have this beautiful cream color and the black.
And the black. Okay. AeroPress, their new travel mug out this week.
Wow. I think that is going to be popular.
That is
exciting. Because we used AeroPress over at Twit. I know a few people who still had them in their homes and stuff.
Oh my goodness. I have a plastic version of this, and it's so clever because everything goes into the mug that you drink your coffee out of. So you set this thing up. Yeah. Like the one you're showing now. So this is the bigger version where it goes in a thermal mug. And I think that's so clever that the lid is magnetic, so you can take it off and the
threading will allow you to just flip it upside down.
Yeah. And the very bottom unscrews and the filters are in there.
I think it's great. I agree. The chat is kind of saying, oof, $80.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a lot. I would wish that it was less, but this seems like highly premium.
Highly premium. If you're giving me one, I don't know if you can get one by Father's Day. I did see this 20% off for Father's Day if you're thinking about one. Is it? I think it's, it might be this week, isn't it? Father's Day.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. Is this Saturday, Sunday? It's this weekend. I'm pretty sure.
This weekend. Okay.
Sunday says Dan in the chat. So one thing about AeroPress that I hope that everybody understands how it works is, you stick the thing on top, you put the coffee grounds in, you pour, you stir, and you press. And so that requires no batteries or anything. So this would really be...
It's totally manual.
Yeah, there's no brewing. It's not like a Keurig or anything like that. So it's a great camping option. As long as you just need boiling water, you know?
And if you know how to build a campfire, you have it made.
Exactly, exactly. Very, very cool. New AeroPress Go Plus. AeroPress Go Plus.
Okay. Now, this next item, I think it's ingenious, and here it is.
I'm at the Renew booth, and someone came over and said to me, there's a booth over there that is showing chopping blocks.
Oh.
And I said, well, nothing exciting about that. And they said, but they're made out of chopsticks. And I had to come over and ask Trinity, what are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at a bunch of boards. So you could use them as cheese boards, cutting boards, charcuterie boards. And they're 100% made out of recycled chopsticks. So
is this the end grain of the...
This is the end grain. You can see each of the chopsticks right here. So each of these little circles is a chopstick.
And where did you get the chopsticks?
We have a network of restaurants that have agreed to separate out their chopsticks for us. And then we go and we collect them. And then we take them back to our facility in Texas, and then we process them into these boards.
And any idea how many chopsticks is in that board?
I could tell you.
Oh, it's on here.
Yeah, it tells you right here. This is 937 chopsticks, and you've avoided 57.54 pounds of CO2 by us not throwing these chopsticks in the landfill.
Oh, that is amazing. So you make all different kinds.
All different kinds of boards.
Even that's chopsticks, right?
Even this is chopsticks
as well.
That
is beautiful.
And give me a price range.
So this would be about $228. This one's $160, and this one's $98.
Okay, and they're available now?
They are available July 1st.
July 1st. And is it renew.com?
It is renewbytrinity.com.
Renewbytrinity.com. This is a great use for chopsticks. Thank you.
Thank you. We're just happy to keep trash out of the landfill.
It sounds great.
That is crazy. I'm like so interested to know, like, is it more durable also than normal wood? Like,
I don't know.
Is there any other benefit? I mean, just keeping chopsticks out of landfill is a cool benefit.
Oh yeah, they are. Just go down a little further, and I think click on it. It all adds up.
It all.
Just click on that. Yeah, to learn more. There are.
That's cool.
It's interesting how many chopsticks there are. There it is.
Oh, my God.
1.5 billion chopsticks are discarded every week.
Interesting.
And
that's
so they
crazy. Yeah. Every week.
We
grow a lot of bamboo just to using chopsticks, I guess.
Yeah. But they make coasters too. They're really beautiful.
I'm amazed. I mean, yeah. That's crazy.
At first it sounds a little pricey, but then I'm thinking they have to go around to the restaurants who they sign contracts with to save the chopsticks, and then they have to bathe them and melt them down, and it just seems a daunting thing, but
I'm
glad someone thought to do it.
I agree. I think it's pretty easy to become also like, how, I don't know. It just, there seems so, like, is this the, I don't know. I'm just so, like, enamored by this whole thing. Recycling chopsticks into a big old thing It's crazy. It's,
I know. I don't know how. I don't know how someone thought to do that. Eating in a restaurant, going, I hate to throw these away. Maybe I'll make them into a coffee table.
And then charge $200 for the. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It reminds me of something I saw them doing with soap from hotels. Is the leftovers? Like get the leftover soap and then process it into a big old soap bar, and then they, you know, give it away to people in need.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Not that quite the same as a chopping block, but
no. Somewhere. Or coasters, or yeah.
That is interesting. Renew by
Trinity.
Trinity. Is the website. Interesting. I wonder if they're going to be like distributed or just their own website. Like is
You know, right now I think they're just it's probably a small operation for now.
Yeah.
5.4 trillion chopsticks are thrown away a year. You could someone should put up a building. You know how many chopsticks are in that building? Right. And when you first go in, don't be alarmed if the floor smells like soy sauce.
Exactly.
Just for a couple weeks.
You just go up to every door and you have to kind of rub them together to get all the little splinters off of it.
Oh, you know? God. No, I mean, the finish on these things is just astounding. Just That's astounding.
True. I wonder, do they press them and then epoxy them?
I think they do because you can see the end grain.
That is so cool.
Yeah, no, they make four coasters for $40,
so cool.
And they do little logos of dogs or cats.
It seems solid.
They did, and this was what they gave away that so you remember their name. These little coasters, they are really amazingly strong.
Listen, anyway. I need real hardwood floors. I think we
there
should just make them out
there
of chopsticks.
Get the chopstick truck.
Gather a few chopsticks. I want bamboo hardwood floors. Bam.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. Final game.
Okay. Number three is a quickie. What the heck is it?
Oh. What on earth? There's no audio. 1 second. Let me see if I can figure this out. Not sure why. 1 second.
Yep.
Hey, we're here at Dream Farm. You know, hey, we like to play What the Heck Is It? Chat room. What the heck is it? I'm going to say it's a photo frame on a picture you don't want people to see.
I say right? It's a my
Close,
first locket.
Dream Farm's Flapple, which is our cold flapple slicer.
Flapple.
Here at Dream Farm, we love to solve problems. So what we're doing is, first off, when you're cutting just a single apple, who wants to pull out a full cutting board? Problem solved. We have a cutting board built right into our Flapple. Then another thing is that a lot of times with apple slicers, they don't completely core the apple. With Dream Farm's Flapple, it gets all the way through and does 8 perfectly slices just like that. Minimal effort. Let's pull that core out there. And then the best part at all is afterwards, your storage is extremely easy as it just folds flat. Like so.
Is it dishwasher safe?
It's dishwasher safe as well.
Throw it in.
Yeah. So easy cleaning mechanism. Pretty much little effort.
Okay. And it sells for?
$14.95.
And it's out now?
It is out now at your local kitchen store.
Okay. And we're going to go to your website because we wanted to see the egg. What was it called?
The Eggler. So the Eggler. Yeah.
They have the funniest names.
The Eggler. You put it in a frying pan.
So with the Eggler, that's actually for boiled eggs, and you use it to easily crack peel and slice. But we do offer something called the flag, which you put in frying pans and make the perfect egg ring.
Okay, and then you take it out and release the egg?
Yes, yes. So our flag.
That's what I was looking at.
We've got a couple of egg items in the market right now.
Okay. Is there a video on your website?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Dream Farm. We'll go find stuff.
I can't wait to try their Mlagler and the Eggtastic.
I put pictures of them. I found pictures of them on their website.
Oh, good.
They
good.
Love these weird names.
Yes.
The flag.
The flag. The flag is, no, the flapple is what we saw.
Oh, the flapple, yeah. The flapple is the apple cutter.
That's
with the
apple
super
cutter.
Sharp stainless steel blades.
Honestly, that's I really like it because I've done this. I've had almost this exact type of style of apple cutter, And yeah, you can never. It does. You after you cut it, you kind of have to use your fingers to like press against the blades to get it to cut all the way. So that little cutting board, avoid.
Yeah, it's
board.
Very clever.
I like it. I like.
And it closes to protect your fingers from the blades when you're not using it.
Yeah.
So like that stored is very well done.
Yeah.
It's very well done.
So the other two were the Eggler and the Flag.
The Flag, I think, is the one that I thought was kind of fun.
Let me see. I don't know if I can open it. There we go. Here's the Eggler. This one is loading here.
So the Eggler, I don't quite understand. The Eggler, I guess, is for hard-boiled eggs, to peel it, and then after you peel it, you use the, what is she doing?
I guess that's how this is the mechanism for peeling. It's like a weird.
For peeling it. Oh, and then once you peel it, you use the base of it to make a totally sliced egg.
So you got a crack, a peel, and a sliced egg.
And a slicer. Okay.
That's the Eggler.
That's the Eggler.
Okay, one second. I need to go find the other one. I'm having issues. Okay. There's too many gadgets here. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, here's the flag. Oh, no, the flag is not going to load. One second.
Oh, is it not? Oh.
It's just a broken link. I need to. There we go. I fixed it. No. I think it was a copy paste issue. There's the flag.
It looks like you fry the egg in that form.
Yeah.
And then
check this out.
You take it out. Oh, there you do. There's the video she meant. So you put it, and then it's kind of fun.
That's actually great.
You get a perfectly fried sunny side up egg if you want, or you can turn it over. But then bring it over to your sandwich, squeeze it.
Oh, that's actually
And it drops
great.
The whole egg.
I guess because the inside rim has that lip, when the egg cooks, it will kind of stay in there until you give it a squeeze.
I thought that was very
I like very that clever. A lot because I've seen a lot of the egg rings. You know, you can pick up an egg ring anywhere, basically.
Yes.
But this was one with a feature. That's really cool.
Flag.
The flag.
The flying egg, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like, here, let's see. Is there any, here's their best sellers. Let's read off their best sellers. And you tell me if you think you know what the gadget does.
Okay.
This first gadget is called the Brizzle.
The Brizzle.
Oh, yeah, the Brizzle. What do you think the Brizzle does, Diggy D?
The Brizzle is a pork chop dipper. I have no idea.
You're really close, actually. The Brizzle is a combination scoop, baste, and drizzle brush.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. That is so...
Look, it's a scoop, baste, drizzle brush. The Brizzle. Oh, look. Oh, it really is true about the scoop. Oh, look at this. You scoop it in there, and then it drizzles out, but it's still a brush. That's why it's the Brizzle, because it drizzles as a brush.
Oh, my God.
There's a science. I think we may have just found the best company ever. Okay, here's another one, Dickie D. we need you to tell me what the garject does. The garject.
The garject.
I'll help you out. Here's how it's spelled. Chat room, help me out. It is G-A-R-J-E-C-T, the jerject.
Jerject. Mm-hmm. It is a way to take trash bags out of a tin can.
No, the real answer is garlic press, scrape, eject. The garject is a garlic press that'll apparently eject the remnants somehow. I haven't even seen it yet work. I think we found our favorite company. Oh, look, see, it's scraping. Eject. Wow. Whoa. How do I invest? How do I invest in this company? Dream Farm.
So funny. That is so...
Mad Frank says that's an old tool. I don't think any of these are new, but it is very... I did not realize they had such a funny naming convention.
No, they do. They're very funny. They're very funny. And they're useful. I love that egg carrier thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like there's some real invention and real engineering.
Yeah, some real thought goes into this stuff. Yeah.
That's really cool. Dream Farm and those three gadgets are the ones we covered. Okay. Yeah. Let's head on into...
Now it's time for you to take over.
But
you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Okay, dokie, without further ado, I took a look at this gadget right here and recorded a video about it, so let's take a look.
Hey, Dickie D, so we are back at it with commuter train airplane gadgets, and I'm thinking, if I'm waking up every day to get on that train, what am I going to want to do the most? Work? No. Mm-mm. Talk to the kids? No, not at all. I want to catch up on sleep. Duh. So that's why I found this gadget. It is a travel pillow and eye mask all in one. What? Here, let's just take a look at this Amazon page really fast because it really does, I think, a better job. No more bobbing of the head.
Oh.
Now you can have some super cozy sleep just like this. The idea is that the gadget, which from Amazon, this is the whole packaging, the sleep mask can actually fit all the way around the headrest to hold your head up so you don't bob your head forward. So, I need a headrest. I need a seat. Let's head to the train to test it out.
Okay, so now we're on the train. It's early enough in the morning that I don't want to disturb anyone, so we're being quiet. But we have the seat sleeper. And here's the thing, is this is a live review. There's people behind us, and the idea behind the seat sleeper is that it goes all the way around the seat. It goes all the way around. And these seats, they're really big.
Oh my God.
It's a normal coach, but it's on a train, so it's really big. So my first step, make this I can make it. Oh, that is as big as I can make it. That's as big as I can make it. Let's also take the tag off. I appreciate that there's no branding on the front. It doesn't have like a big logo on the front, which is kind of nice. Okay, let's try this out. From their point of view, they're gonna see it right here.
They're gonna hang stuff on it.
Yeah.
What is that guy doing?
Yeah, they're like, excuse me, stewardess, get rid of this guy.
Oh my, what? Oh my.
on this that it keeps catching on?
Anyway, maybe these seats are a little bit too big for it, but I think in a different context, with a smaller seat, it would make a lot more sense. I wouldn't write it off, but in this situation, it is completely impractical.
So there we go. The first of our train gadgets. We'll look forward to being on the train for the rest of them. Here it is. I really think it was just way too big. Here's some people doing it in the car, like a vehicle.
Not the driver.
Not the driver, no. No. And there's also, it's kind of hard to tell, but like Delta has these type of seats that almost have more of a pillow option.
Oh, yes, yes.
And a lot of images kind of showed it going behind the pillow, so it didn't have to strap all the way around to the other side where another passenger is. You know, it can kind of use the pillow as a way to,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
To do that. Maybe some reviews here will show. That's kind of how I felt there. See this like pillow thing? It went behind the pillow and then didn't have to go to the other side of stuff.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Does it come with a magic marker?
No, I guess this is to stop the CIA from face detecting.
Oh my god!
I have no idea why someone. It looks like someone. Vandalized this review is what it looks like. Somehow there's been graffiti on the internet, but that's not possible. This person put that on themselves before they uploaded this image.
That is a riot.
The reviews are actually pretty good. You can kind of see from the reviews.
Oh,
4.1? Yeah. It's like a lot of people actually liked it. I think I was very unlucky that it was such a large chair and the wings of the chair, and I think I just got really unlucky. One design flaw that I really don't like is that this strap, one side is just plain old strap. The other side, though, has these two sort of rubberized little grippy bits on it that the other side doesn't have. And it's installed, in my opinion, incorrectly. I want the soft, fuzzy part to be on my face, which means that this nice, grabby part is now on the outside, when I wanted it to be on the inside so it would grab hold of the leather and, like, grip bit more. So I don't understand why it was even designed like that. I'm glad that the reviews on Amazon are pretty good for it, but I got to say that I would give this, like, 3 stars maximum. So, there you go.
So you want me to send you that inflatable pillow that you stick your hands through?
That would help. You know, maybe I needed to actually use this in a different way and strap myself down to the pillow.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and then that would have been much better. $18 for the travel pillow alternative. I'm going to keep it. I did actually like that bag that it came with, and I've since misplaced it. I think I'm going to keep it and try to use it in other situations, like in a car instead of in a train, but still not super impressed with it. Okay. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, actually you could start showing the video from Mo and I can talk over it because we don't get to the gadget for a minute or so.
Hey, so evidently, let's play some basketball.
Whoops.
They're going to play basketball.
Let's try it anyway.
Okay. It's dark.
He said the lights in the park are out, but they're going to play anyway. And I believe that is Mo and Jacob, his son. And they are playing basketball and not having a great time. So Mo being a seeker of gadgets will show us a way around this.
He made a shot. He got two.
He made
points.
A shot.
Okay.
I think there is one.
Now
it's got a game going.
Interesting. I didn't expect the ball to. It's like a normal colored ball before.
Yeah, I know.
Much easier to see.
Yeah.
It looks magical, even.
It does look. It does. I was also very surprised at how basketball-like it looks and how evenly illuminated it is.
I know. Also, with it had just rained. You know, the reflection on the ground looks so cool.
Yeah.
This is like Tron. It's like Tron basketball. Hey!
So even if the park is not lit, I think Mo starts talking again in a second.
I like that. That's pretty neat. It looks like computer generated. Like I keep thinking it looks like a lightsaber. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber, but it's a ball.
That's very funny.
Son, what'd you think? I like this basketball. It's the Glow City, glow in the dark, light up ball. Battery here and light here, battery here, light here. All info below. I paid about $25 after taxes and free shipping on Amazon. Really cool, super duper gadget. If you want to play sports at night, they have basketballs, volleyballs, all kinds of different balls, supposedly. This company on Amazon or other similar companies like this on Amazon. Glow in the dark balls. All right. I hope you like the video. I hope it helps. Thank you for watching. Anything to say, son?
I love it.
It's your new favorite basketball?
Yep.
Motion activated, as you just saw. Turns off after about 2 minutes of no activity.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you for watching.
That's
bye
neat.
Now.
Bye.
Bye, Mo. Thank you, Mo.
That is so, so cool. I'm really shocked at the look of it when it was not illuminated. Like when he was playing with it before, or maybe that was just a different one. But still, I really like that. Here's one of them. There's different sizes. This is a number 7, I think.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, and it says regulation. Wow.
And then look, this one is like a different color. Like it has this black
coating.
But then the... isn't that neat? That's a very different color. And then they have all these other...
Oh, my
other...
dude, look at all. Did they have
I know.
A bowling ball?
And then I saw, look, this is the same company. They make a, looks like a soccer ball, then a football, and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, you can buy 3 balls in one.
Yeah. You get the whole pack.
You're
ready to go to the beach.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then, like, these look... they're much. I mean, with the sky in the background, them being that bright, I'm impressed. That's neat. Glow City. Now
you know it suddenly dawned on me: are they rechargeable? Or?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. How do they charge? Because I saw it on.
Here it is. You got an LED soccer ball.
Here I'm going back to that.
Pretty decent. Wow, it got very nice reviews.
Yeah.
18,000 people.
I'm hoping someone shows the, how do you charge? There. See, like, there's this dark spot on it.
Oh right. That's lit with only
that
little bulb?
That is it?
What?
No way. That's tiny.
I know there's one on each side of the ball. But boy, they did a great job.
Yeah. It uses these little batteries.
Oh, yeah, LR44s.
Yeah. Yeah. That is impact activated, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
too.
Yes. That's why said. It shuts off after 2 minutes.
Right. You don't got to worry about turning it on and off. That's neat. I like that one, Mo. Okay, well, with that, let's move on to the letter!
Become the letters, your lovely letters.
email is from Steve Davidson, who writes, I found this on Instagram. I think you would enjoy making one.
Oh.
But I've been to Disneyland, and there is no room for it. Now, wait until you see this. Okay.
Okay.
You can build your own
what on
disco
earth?
Ball.
2 foot tall disco ball skeleton,
high.
And now it's time to see him light up in the dark. To make this crazy artwork, I first painted the whole thing chrome to make sure he was shiny through every crack. Then he and I had some time to reflect while we took a ride to my studio, where I spent 9 days, over 70 hours of work covering the entire surface of this 12-foot skeleton in tiny mirror tiles.
9 days?
It took 500,000 of them. Before we see him in the dark, I built him in my yard, and holy crap, I had no idea how much he would glisten just in the sun. Steve looks incredible. Also, I named him Steve after one of the Studio 54 disco nightclub owners. Then my neighbors saw him over the fence and asked to come over.
Look at its feet. Oh, they asked to come over so they could press charges for the blinding that they...
Goodness. This thing is massive.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Now it's time to see this sculptured disco. Oh my god!
Wait, there's no way this is Ali Spagnola. Is this Ali Spagnola? Is that everyone saying Allie's amazing? It is Allie Spagnola. I've met her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She's been friends with Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert Young
for so long. Oh,
She is crazy. And her whole career is basically just having fun on the internet and then figuring out ways to monetize it. I swear. That's what she does.
Wow.
She just has fun doing stuff, and then she monetizes it somehow.
Well, the first part of that we have, the monetizing, we're sort of falling down on. But having fun, we're in for that.
She, one of the first things I saw her do was she made a musical like song that would go that lasted an hour long. It's called The Power Hour. And every minute, 60 seconds, the song would change. And the idea is that when the song changed, you would do 1 ounce of beer. And so at the end, you'd have 60 ounces of beer and be thoroughly drunk. But the whole time, you're playing along with Ali Spagnola. She's doing a great, you know, this whole MP3 is fantastic.
Oh my God.
It's great.
Oh my God.
It's fantastic. But she just does all sorts of stuff. I mean, she's done hundreds of projects, it seems like, after that. She's just doing projects all the time. Very, very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's Scooter X is showing the, like, honestly, she does so much random stuff that I can't keep track. And it's all well-produced too. Like, look at this website she made for this project that she did. Like, what the heck? I don't even understand. That's what she does.
Wow.
And apparently she made a gigantic disco skeleton.
Yeah, 12 feet high.
That is cool.
For only, what did she say, 400 hours or something?
It was like 9 days, honestly.
Yeah, 9 days, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got my little disco ball. That's plenty.
that was $5.
Yeah, there you go.
That was $5 and five below.
There you go. That's more our speed.
That is so funny. Yeah, that skeleton I think is the skeleton that went a bit meme-y. It got but from Home Depot. Home Depot sold this 12-foot skeleton that you could buy, and it kind of became this big joke to own this massive skeleton. I think this might have been like 3 years ago.
Yes, now that does sound familiar. So they put stuff on it and mirrored it.
So I think that
and,
this was like a redo of that one.
Yeah,
it's like,
okay.
Let's bring back the skeleton. But that is cool.
That makes sense.
That is really, really cool. Okay, well, thank you for sending that over. Who was that? Steve?
Steve Davidson. Yeah.
Steve, thanks for sending that over. I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. We really, really appreciate your continued support. If you like the show, please consider giving back. Head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's our website. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and that banner will take you to our Patreon page, or there's a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal. And you can donate that way as well. However you do, thank you so much for your support of our show. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever an update, the website will have the updated schedule at the top of it. Head on over there to see the show live. If you don't catch it live, all of our episodes are there after the fact online, gizwiz.tv. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link back to a gadget, that is the perfect place to head. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The real What the Heck Is It? And this is the gadget. What the heck gadget is that? And I actually already know the gadget. Yeah, we looked at this a little while back. This is actually a popsicle stick for cats. Yeah, you would start the popsicle. Good. And then you attach this to them like a collar, and the popsicle is, you know, they can lick this little popsicle bit right here. Never mention that one. The cat-sickle, as they called it. If you think you know what this is, get a guess.
Sounds like a Kickstarter project to me.
It was a pet starter, actually.
Pet starter, okay.
Yeah. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
And don't forget, we need new videos.
Yes.
If you haven't sent in a video, okay, do it. We need one for next week, all right? Anything to do with a gadget, old gadget, new gadget, bad gadget, something you bought and loved, something you bought and hated. 1 to 3 minutes, use your phone camera. Just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want. Landscape format, get it to us really quickly. And quality, so-so quality is fine.
Yeah.
You don't want to really show us up badly.
The quality below average, you know?
Exactly.
Well, that's all we need.
Put it up on YouTube, click on listed when you upload it, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it, and send us the URL, mail at gizwiz.tv. You've been saying you'd do it. Do it.
Do
now.
It. And we're telling you at the end of the show, because we got no more content. Just turn this off and go do it right now.
That's right. Exactly.
See y'all next week.
Okay. I'll be here.